listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music podcast once again, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. So here we are again. I am out on a little bit of a nature hike walk through Mercer County Park in good old West Windsor, Princeton Junction, Hamilton area. They kind of all intersect in this park. Great park. Lots of really neat trails. There's a couple baseball fields, a bunch of soccer fields, a really awesome lake. People can go out boating. It's a beautiful day today, perfect spring day. Upper 60s, sun's out with a little bit of cloud cover. Just beautiful day. And it's kind of taking a midday break right now from some of the stuff I was doing earlier today, one-on-one lesson, sending a bunch of emails, making some phone calls, have a couple meetings with some places, trying to get in some more places to positively impact people through music, and doing a little bit of editing and mixing for a new album I'm working on. So today, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about this new album that I'm working on. It's been a long time, a few years, probably 2 years to 3 years at this point, since I've actually had the time as well as almost the energy to sit down and record a bunch of songs, as well as write some of them too, in the last few months. I'm not sure what I want to call the album yet. I am editing. I've done 8 songs front to back with all instrumentation, recorded, composed it, and did a bunch of mixing and editing and making instrumental versions of songs and just some neat stuff right now. I'm really excited about this album. There's probably 2 or 3 more I'm going to end up recording that I haven't actually sat down and even tracked guitar or vocals for yet, but I'm really excited about this album. It's got a lot of songs on there that might be my most meaningful and impactful body of work as far as an album goes. Some of the songs are totally stripped down with just acoustic guitar, vocals, maybe a piano and a string section, and that's it. No drums, no bass, no fancy other bells and whistles, a couple songs like that. Then there are some songs that have more of the bells and whistles on them, but it's pretty neat. A lot of the songs have to do with the underlying theme of religion and spirituality and some of the other underlying themes. Besides that, talk a little bit about just fun St. Patrick's Day stuff. Talking about having a great day and maybe being able to struggle through and persevere through anxiety and stressful filled moments. It's tough when you have to struggle with it every day like I do. So I never really shared this in sort of a public manner, but this album has been really helping me a lot with some just anxieties of life and certain fears that I have that could be rational, could not be. One of them is a fear of dying. I think we all have most people have probably a healthy fear of dying. It's not something that the human mind can really wrap its head around. And so we probably worry about it a little bit too much. Wanting to be kind of everywhere for everyone and feeling that pressure to do so, and that there's not enough time in the day. But I've been doing things as of late to help out with that. Like a lot of meditation, a lot of prayer, taking moments like today and just going out for an hour on a walk and not necessarily having to be anywhere or do something for somebody. My days can be a little erratic. I can start emailing at as early as 6:45 in the morning and sending text messages to some of the guys who work with me and for me to kind of support and serve other individuals across agencies in New Jersey. And then I'll, you know, go on a run or a walk or a bike ride and come back, start getting things ready for the day, and then could be emailing some more before I head out for the day, and then do lessons, come back, do sessions all over the place. There are some days I've done 4 sessions, group sessions, in a day, and that might not seem like a lot, but trust me, it is, especially when they're 45 minutes to an hour long each, and they're not even local. You know, that one of those days happened to be in Philadelphia. I had 2 group sessions at this one agency. I went over to a different agency in Willow Grove, and then on the way back, I performed at a nursing home in Newtown. So it was a lot going on that day, but it was worth it. It was, you know, I got days like that. Then I got days where I got a few hours in the middle of the day, like today, where I don't necessarily have to worry about doing a bunch of stuff in the middle of the day. And it's just kind of catching up on paperwork, doing some invoicing, a little bit of billing here and there, recording a podcast, maybe working on some original tunes, and then my lessons start in the afternoon into the evening. But back to the anxiety, I started experiencing a pretty heavy dose of it after my wife had our son. I was back about 6 months after he was born, 6 to 7 months after he was born. I had my first full-blown panic attack. My wife was driving, I'll never forget that moment, and I've had to really find ways of calming down when in that same situation and all the elements are kind of all aligned. And deep breathing helps, kind of just thinking to myself, everything's gonna be okay, and, you know, not letting the mind race too much. And if it does, bring it back to homeostasis or home base. But even finding a little area to sit down and close my eyes helps to kind of center things. And listening to some ambient meditative music. And since that first big panic attack I had, I have experienced 4 or 5 that were pretty intense that I would never wish on anybody. And then a bunch of days where I'm kind of constantly worrying when it's gonna come again. Is the next one gonna kill me, so to speak? And it can be like feeling like the world is kind of caving in on you and that you kind of feel like you're dying. So I really sympathize and empathize with anybody who experiences this type of thing. It is physically and physiologically, mentally, emotionally exhausting to be thinking about this and then having to go through it a bunch in order to calm yourself down. Sleep plays a big part in it too. I find that when I get a good amount of consecutive days in a row where I get a really pretty good night's sleep and maybe only waking up once or twice compared to a couple days in a row where I don't get a good night's sleep, and I can really tell my anxiety is fairly high at that point. I'm just one of those people that's got a hard time shutting it down at night. Reading helps. So if any of these things resonate with you, try them out, you know, before bed, reading a book a little bit, listening to some relaxing music, putting on a show that maybe not necessarily be mindless, but is a little more of comedic value. Something that's not as strenuous to focus on. You can kind of come back and forth from it. You don't have to pay a crazy amount of attention to. Just some deep breathing, some meditation. Or even just going to bed and early one day and just laying there. You'd be surprised at how quickly you might fall asleep instead of kind of overthinking it. I've done that too. I tried different places to sleep in the house, not only on the bed, but on the couch or sleeping on the floor. I've even kind of flirted with the idea of going outside and sleeping in a tent. And I might do that with my son over the summer just to do something fun and different. So who knows? Maybe you got to find a new environment, a new space for yourself. These are all good things. And this album I've been working on has been really helping with a lot of that. It's my mind focused on something for a good amount of time. I kind of lose track of time. For instance, today I spent almost 3 hours composing and arranging piano and strings for 2 songs, as well as editing and mixing them. And usually I wouldn't like that kind of thing, but today was just what the doctor ordered. It was great to be able to sit down and do that. I did it all outside. It was, like I said, it's super nice out today. So I got that need of, I filled that void and that need of wanting to be outside, not be behind the desk, but more like on the side porch or on the back deck, sitting in a chair, just relaxing while I edit some tunes. But all is good. So that's it for today, guys. Just wanted to check in with you to see how you're doing. And if anything, like I said today, resonates with you, I'd say give it a try. It could be really neat to discover something new for yourself that will help decrease your stress and anxiety in everyday life that you can apply when there actually is a stressful and anxious-filled moment. And so you're kind of training yourself for that moment when you know what hits the fan, that you won't have a freak out and that you'll be able to kind of work your way through it in a calm, relaxed, chilled out manner. So have a good day today, guys. Be good and be on the lookout for a new album probably by the end of summer 2019. So I'm hoping to have it out by mid to the end of September. And that should give me enough time. I'm recording this today, Monday, May 6th. So should have enough time to record 2 or 3 more tunes, edit them, mix them, and throw them up on Bandcamp and hopefully get them up onto iTunes and CD Baby and Amazon and Spotify and other digital distributors. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Have a great one. Thank you.
for so long, so long. We thought you lost the reason to believe in anything at all. Too far gone without a song. Sleep now, baby, time. Where do you go when you fall asleep at night? Is it a place in outer space where only little babies go? Rest now, easy child. See you. When you return from the land where only little babies know. At the bottom of the ocean or high up in the sky, at the top of a tall mountain round the world far and wide, neither north and south or east and west are the directions you will find. Sleep now, baby, time.